The Royal Commission into the Protection and Detention of Children in the Northern Territory continued today. A former youth worker, Antoinette Carroll, who was assigned to Don Dale detainee Dylan Voller when he was first sentenced to 18 months in detention, told the Commission that young Indigenous men, like Voller, are set up to fail by the system. The terms of reference for the Royal Commission into the Northern Territory's youth detention regime are notably silent on the overrepresentation of Indigenous children in incarceration. Experts say that the only way to stop children experiencing inhumane conditions is by ending state imprisonment of vulnerable children. Why reporters Miles Herbert and Joe Koenig with this report.
The Royal Commission into the Protection and Detention of Children in the Northern Territory has begun. The commission was announced rapidly after an episode of Four Corners on the ABC explored the conditions of child detention, with emphasis on the Don Dale Youth Detention Centre. The program revealed disturbing images depicting a young boy strapped to a metal chair. In the image, he is shirtless and smothered by a face mask. Yesterday, that same boy, now a young man, gave his testimony. His name is Dylan Voller.
So it's just a tiny little cell with a little air vent at the bottom of the ground, but from the outside, the officers have like glued cardboard to the outside so you can't see out that air vent. And there was a window at the back, but they've drilled concrete slabs into that window so you can't see out the back windows. And there's aircon, and on the outside of the door they've drilled metal plates in so they can shut those windows so you can't look out the window, so you can't see who's walking past or who's banging on your window or who's turning your light on and off. And there was a light that could be only turned on from the outside, as well as CCTV, and that's all. There was no bed frames. It was just, you got a mattress on the floor, that's it. Certain officers would purposely walk past, turn the light on, and leave the light on all night so that you couldn't sleep, so the light would be bright, and that happened to me a lot of times. There was one instance where I was in an isolation placement at Alice Springs Detention Centre, and I was busting to go to the toilet. I'd been asking for it, I think at least 4 or 5 hours. They'd just been saying no. And I ended up having to defecate into a pillowcase because they wouldn't let me out to go to the toilet. And then eventually when I got let out the next morning, I was able to chuck that pillowcase out.
In 1955, the United Nations set minimum requirements for the treatment of prisoners, with updates occurring as recently as last year. These rules include standards for inmate health, nutrition, restraint, guard training, and more. Thalia Anthony is an associate professor in law at the University of Sydney. She believes the standards encountered through Northern Territory detention centres are not good enough.
All those things that Dylan talked about are inhumane conditions in a prison environment. Very much the UN specifies basic standards that must be afforded to prisoners, and those examples that Dylan provided fall well below those standards.
In Dylan's testimony, he was apologetic for his criminal history, not shying away from his past. Thalia believes the way Dylan was treated goes beyond the punishment deemed adequate by the state.
Dylan put it really eloquently yesterday. Punishment is the confinement. It is the imprisonment. You don't go to prison to receive additional punishment.
Examples of this are evident in Dylan's testimony.
I used dust off, so walked in and gave everyone else water. And because that officer didn't really like me, he said, "Do you want water, Voller?" And I said, "Yes." And then as he was walking out, he threw it out and threw water onto the ground. As he was walking out, he said, "There you go," and walked off.
Antoinette Carroll was Dylan Voller's caseworker for over 7 years. She is now the coordinator at the Youth Justice Advocacy Project for the Central Australian Aboriginal Legal Services. She says there is a vast lack of support for Don Dale detainees.
Essentially, you know, he was a very young child who came before the court for criminal offending, who was also in the care and protection system as well. So what became very evident was that obviously Dylan was a young person who was presenting with challenging behaviours. There was an overwhelming lack of therapeutic supports in place, but importantly there was a lack of coordination in relation to how he should travel through the criminal justice system whilst in care. So if we look at pre and post court planning, for example, that was often somewhat ad hoc, and I would say that there wasn't the attention given to it for a young person who was presenting with such high needs.
But Thalia Anderson believes the only way to cure this systemic issue is by keeping kids out of prison.
Prisons, juvenile justice centres, detention centres are just no place for young people. And really, if we want to undo that harm, we need to be thinking about alternatives for supporting young people, because this is an abusive culture, and culture is very difficult to change. But what we can change is the setting. And if we take kids out of that setting and provide them with a supportive environment, then that is a sure guarantee that Dondale won't happen again.
Thalia Anthony, Associate Professor of Law from the University of Technology, Sydney, ending that report by Miles Herbert and Joe Koenig.